Everybody, so we are so excited today. This is the Hallmarkies podcast, and we are here for our third Christmas countdown to Christmas coverage this year. And this is our second week of multiple movies. I hope you have enjoyed last week. We covered three movies with Elisa from Best Forever's podcast. It was really fun, one of my favorites. We really enjoyed it. So today, we are very excited to cover three more movies. And I'm Rachel, and Amber's here.
Hello, everybody.
And our very good friend George is here.
Hi.
Yay, it's Georgia.
I'm so happy to be here.
Now, you might think, because George is here, that this is actually for a Good Witch Christmas, but it's not.
Because there is no such thing.
Yeah, and there should be. That would be really fun. There was one.
Yeah, the Good Witch's gift, but we want a new one with Sam.
Please, that would be awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah. And Georgia wants one with Nick.
Yeah. We're covering three movies this week. We have It's Christmas Eve, Christmas in Love, and A Veteran's Christmas. That was the order of airing. And that includes one, The Veteran's Christmas was on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. The other two are on Hallmark Channel. It's Christmas Eve stars Leanne Rimes, Sabrina, and Tyler Hines. And it's about this superintendent who comes into town. She's like a traveling superintendent, which I didn't know was the thing, but anyway. And she's going to cut all of the arts at the school. And Tyler Hines is a teacher. He's a single dad. Super cute, and he's a daughter, and they of course sort of face off at first, and then they decide pretty early on to have this benefit concert to raise money to support the arts at the school. And so that becomes kind of the majority of the movie is kind of spent on planning this big concert. And so what overall did you think about this movie, Amber?
Overall, I enjoyed it way more than I thought I would. I thought Leanne Rimes did a great job, and I was really worried. She was the big question mark for me, because I guess I haven't really seen her act other than, like, her 10 seconds in Coyote Ugly, which wasn't acting. It was just performing, let's be
real.
Right,
yeah.
But, no, I really enjoyed it a lot. Tyler Hines, he's, like, working his way up in the polls, I'm telling you.
I know. He is just so hunky. I am just such a fan. I agree. And his kissing scenes are really good. He's
really nailed. Hold off, Rachel. Yes. Hold off.
So, we will talk about that more. But, Georgia, what did you think?
I guess I'm with Amber. I enjoyed it more than I thought I would, but to be completely honest, I had really low expectations for it because I'm not a country music fan, like, in any sense of anything. So I was like, oh, four new songs, and it's going to be so focused on the music. And, I enjoyed the story. I thought it was more original than I was expecting it to be. Tyler Hines, fantastic. Not in, like, I don't like him the way Rachel likes him. But I really, he's very, very good, very convincing. He's super likable. And yeah, I bought him as a single dad. I bought him as the musician, everything. Leanne Rimes, I have a hard time seeing her outside of just Leanne Rimes personally. But that could be because I accidentally saw her in concert last year at a fair. And so I'm like, oh, look, like, I've seen her live. And then she's on a Hallmark movie. And I'm just like, oh, it's Leanne Rimes. Like, I don't think of her as a character, but she was fine. I mean, it's kind of hard to compete with Tyler Hines, but you know, it's fine.
I can understand that. So I thought it was great. I absolutely loved it. I thought it was super swoon worthy, and I thought she actually did really good with the emotional moments, which I wasn't expecting. I was impressed, and I liked I thought Tracy and Dreen is the true star of this movie. I thought the script was really pretty good. And I like the whole sort of meta approach of like, oh, there's the meet cute. And then like at the end of them having their meet cute was so adorable. I loved that. And I don't know. I just thought the writing was really good. So
I thought it was well crafted. And like I said, I thought Leanne Rimes did a good job. I will say that this movie got off to a rocky start for me because I thought the font and the color choices they made on the title card were horrendous. And if you don't remember it, go to our podcast and we have that picture up and you'll be like, what are they doing?
Yeah, anyway. You can't even read it. Like, it's like, it's, you can't, it's like brown on brown. Like, you can't read it. So yeah,
I mean, it's actually green and red on a landscape, but it's terrible.
It looks brown. Yeah, it's crazy. But anyway, so yeah, so we first get to meet, we meet Tyler, his character, and then we get to meet his daughter, and she was adorable. I thought she was great, and I loved her hair. I had massive hair envy the entire movie, and I just thought she is Eden. Eden Summer Gilmore is her name, and I thought Hallmark almost always has adorable children, but I thought she was great, personally.
Yeah, she did, and she had a very nice voice. And one thing I will say that I super appreciated about this movie is all the people who sang just kind of sang the songs straight and weren't like, I'm the best at singing ever. They just let the song shine, and therefore they sounded better than normal. Boom.
I agree. And I was surprised how much other people sang aside from Leanne. Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool. So it starts out with this, like I said, this meta moment of them watching this couple spill coffee on each other or drink or whatever. And he says they bumped into each other, spilling coffee, classic meet cute. And that was fun, I thought.
Yeah.
What do you think, Georgia? Did you like that kind of meta?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was creative for sure. You know, the fact that it wasn't, thank God, it wasn't one of them spilling coffee on the other one, because it's just, that's predictable. You know, it's nice to have something a little fresh. They're like, oh, huh, I didn't expect that. Mm-hmm. She was very good at being cynical. I bought her as the more serious actress, you know? And so the fact that she was like, huh, okay, meet cute, whatever. You know, and he knows all about it because he's a movie buff and he's all romantic. Aww.
He's a movie buff and he got his movie buffness from his father, which I just love that idea of like passing it down. Because my parents don't like movies really at all. So this is exciting. I can pass
like,
on.
That's why I like movies. It came from my mother, come from my grandmother, from my grand-grandmother.
It gives a girl hope. Right.
Like all of the people in our family are big movie nerds and trivia nerds.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, really. I just thought all the interactions between Tyler and Eden were really cute. I liked when they were making the salad and he like holds up that carrot. That was really cute.
Yeah, he was so great with her. They had such a good father-daughter chemistry. I really liked it.
Yeah, yeah. And we Georgia, got,
did you have any feelings on that matter?
I liked it. I didn't have a whole lot of feelings about the movie in general. Hmm. I did. He was my favorite part of it for sure. So yeah, he was very likable and believable as a single dad. And I liked that they were divorced. It didn't have to be like a horribly tragic, you know, his wife had died. Thing. It's like, no, I have her during the school year and then she spends summers with her mom and oh, okay, that makes sense. That's reasonable and a healthy thing.
A band previously called Bingo Jones. What do you think of that?
As a name, it's amazing.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Not ridiculous or anything. He was in a grunge band.
Is that what they said?
That's what they said, like, oh, like your grunge days or whatever. And I'm like, you could have had him be in a, like, just said a rock band, which I think they did in the beginning. Honestly, I'm trying to look at him as a grunge musician, and I had the hardest time. Because I'm like,
I am 100% on board with that, and I wish they had shown us a picture of him.
I wish we'd got, yes, a picture for sure, yeah.
It'd be like the Nirvana of Homer Channel.
Yeah.
I wish. In truth, I think that would be where he would probably land, because he's a super chill guy. If you ever, he's very, very chill. Super, super charming, though. So then you have her mother kind of pushing her into getting to know him better. She's like, you gotta go be neighborly and kind of thing, which I thought they were cute. That her parenting with John was really well done. I don't know. I thought it was very sweet when she's like teaching him how to play the guitar so he can do his song. I thought it worked. I don't know. What do you think, Amber?
Yeah, I thought the John stuff was really sweet. I liked that they went through, like, I acknowledge that I had a dad and this is kind of my weird stepdad that it's not like I've like grown with him, but like they have a nice relationship. I like how they acknowledge that it could be awkward, but it's not. And then the scene where he plays for her with the guitar and it's all the more candles than Jack from When Calls the Heart could ever have dreamed of. It was so sweet. And he was like, oh, should I change my tie to the green tie? And I was like, stop being so cute.
Yeah, it really was. It was adorable.
But were those candles a little bit of an odd choice for you guys, considering he's a firefighter?
Well, if you look at the stills, they are all fake candles.
They are fake, yeah, I would figure. But it's just a little bit of an odd... You know, that was probably, you know, the sweetest part. It was so pretty. Everything was so pretty. The lights, the candles, everything. I think John was probably my favorite part of the movie because he was just so, so genuine and sweet. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they'd only been married for like 4 years, whatever, you know, it is like you said, it's not like they had grown together and stuff. It was just, it was very, I think it could be relatable for a lot of people. And it was very sweet.
Well, and the fact that this relationship between Eve and John was just because she'd been gone. She might have just been there for the wedding or something for all we know. You felt that sort of newness and that it was really well done. Very nice. So then they basically get into big event planning mode. They do have some hot cocoa at a certain point and they do say, I don't trust anyone who doesn't like marshmallows, which both of you don't like marshmallows. What's wrong?
Yes. Yeah. Cause marshmallows are kind of gross, Rachel.
What is They're just edible glue.
It doesn't even have any flavor. It's just like, I don't know. It's
they're
just
so sweet. Oh my God, Rachel. No, they're so sweet. And they're like glue. They're like sugary glue that you're supposed to.
They're literally just sugar.
Yeah. But like in a gross texture.
When they get toasted, then it's yummy. It's
like, do you toast your marshmallows before you put it in hot chocolate, Rachel?
No, but I still do like it. It's just like, it's yummy.
Stop trying to bully us into liking things.
I'm not bullying you. I just thought it was funny that I'd end up on a podcast where they had that quote with two people. That was funny.
And it's such a divisive thing. People either love them or hate them. And I'm like, you know, I try to like them and I just can't stand them.
Outdoor movie and they're watching Christmas Carol, which is like my dream activity. I love Christmas Carol. And this one, if anybody out there knows what version of Christmas Carol this is, please tell me, because I thought I'd seen every black and white version, but I didn't recognize this one. And so if you know, or if you're listening and you made this choice and you're part of the team, please you know, let us know or put it on Twitter or whatever. I'm very curious to know what version this is, but that sounds like such a fun activity to me. We had the concert, like I said, I liked that you had a number of people that were performing. Giles gets this kind of GoFundMe kind of thing going on online, and they have this tree lighting ceremony and the concert, and I really liked Dwayne Snodgrass. Is that what it was? Snodgrass.
Yeah.
I hope his last name was Snodgrass because that's a choice name.
Yeah, it was really good. But it was like, well, what is he going to sing? And then he sings Silent Night and he did a great job and it was really cute. And then you have they have like a little hug, and then Eden's a little bit scared to go and sing. So they have a cute moment and they end up singing the song together on stage, which I thought was really sweet. And she just said, you're not singing to the whole crowd, you're singing to me. I would probably be more nervous singing in front of Man Rhymes, but it was still really cute.
Yeah, it was cute. And they did a nice job. And see, the performance was very pared down, although I will critique and say, you were
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
In the audience, and all you saw was two people staring directly 90 degrees at each other, not looking at the audience at all or cheating out, it would be really weird and awkward.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I mean, it was fine for the movie, but as an audience in that fictional town, I would have been like, this is weird.
Yeah, that's true.
And was it supposed to be a small town or just like a regular size town? Like,
I don't know. I mean, I got the impression that it was like a, I don't know, middle sized town. Like the town that I grew up in had like, I think like 7,000 to 10,000 people. And I felt like it's that kind of like, not one of these like, places with only like 300 people or something. It's not like super small, but yeah. That's the question.
I don't know if $162,000 seemed like a lot to raise.
Well, it was for all the 10 schools in that district and each. And this is why it was so smart, was because they were like, you get to choose what you support. Yeah. So on there was probably like each school had a section and then each school underneath that had like an arts department, a tech department, a blah, 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 blah. So people could donate to whichever individual thing they wanted to support, which is why it was a little bit different than just a GoFundMe or a regular fundraiser because of the online aspect of it where it went to specific things.
Yeah. And I'm sure Mr. Principal over at Deck the Hallmark, Dan, is going to say there's no way you could support all that in with that amount of money. But I thought that I feel like it's just the beginning and there's going to be multiple concerts and multiple things. And it's just sort of the beginning of a program in a way. So I feel like they're going to be okay.
That's what I thought they were talking about when they said it. I must have missed the part where that's what people were donating for at that moment. Cause I was like, oh, okay, that's what it's going to be from now on, which seems like a smart idea. So that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree with you. So she goes home and she sees a present there, and it has two letters, one from the daughter, Abby, that's her name, Abby, Merry Christmas Eve, and then a letter from Liam, that was his name, and it says, Eve, I'm sorry I didn't get to meet your dad. If he's anything like you, he must have been wonderful. I only hope this would have made him proud. And thank you for encouraging me to write again and being in my corner. Like, I thought that was a really sweet, sweet letter. And, you know, I'm always a big fan of sort of a romantic letter in these movies. It was really cute. And then he has, because the song from her dad wasn't like finished. And so then he finished it and had it in there. And it was so sweet and so tender, I thought. And did you like that, Amber?
Yeah, it was so, like, it was so nice. Yeah. And I don't know. It couldn't be cuter. The end of this movie was so adorable.
Oh, so adorable. And when she starts singing her dad's song and she's, like, getting emotional, she did a good job. She got me. I was tearing up. I thought she did a really good job. And so she then goes next door and she's like, I can't believe that you did that. I'm so touched and I'm not going to take the job in San Diego, I think, or San, anyway.
San Diego, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. And so they, So she says, do you have hot liquid in that cup? Which was very thoughtful to ask.
She's like, I love you. Burns.
So cute. And so then she dumps the water on him or whatever it was. And that's their meet cute. It was so adorable. I was like, yes, way to go, Tracy. You did such a good job writing that scene. It was so good. And then he goes and puts down the cup. And then he's like, finally. I was like, oh. This is so
good. Yeah. And like, so I want to say this. I'm not a fan of kissing, right? I think it's mostly awkward and weird, and I don't like watching other people do it. Uh-huh. But I didn't mind this scene.
Yeah,
because Tyler Hines knows what he's doing.
And he does.
And he was like a man, and he was in control. Yeah. And I was like, dang.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. So, yeah, oh, it was the best. I loved it. And I don't know, I just didn't have a whole lot of flaws with this. Like, I always feel like you have to judge something for what it's trying to be. This is not trying to be an Oscar winner. It's trying to be a fun holiday movie romance. And it did a really good job of that. How many crowns do you give this, Amber?
So I am giving this 4.4 crowns.
Yeah. It's so good, yeah. Georgia,
I just gave it like 0 crowns, but I don't care. I'm happy with what I gave it.
Georgia, how many crowns do you give it?
I want to give it more. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just not one that I was like, oh, I want to buy this movie. But the ending made it like everything. That literally the last minute was just, I mean, I'm not going to talk about, you know, like Amber did, but I agree with everything you guys said, a lot with what Amber said. Because of that, and because of Tech Dad Brad, 3.5.
Okay, but don't let us bully you into getting a higher score.
No. I mean, it was like, I was like, okay, 3. I'll stick with 3. But then the ending and then Tech Dad Brad really gave it another half crown. It would have been a solid 3, but like 2 of them would have been that just the last minute of it because of that. But you know, it is what it is. I'd watch it again for those reasons. So
cool. Yeah. Great. Okay, so I'm going to give it a 4.75. yeah, I didn't like it quite as much as Road to Christmas, which I just thought was so great. And like, it took Road to Christmas, I think, takes a little bit more risk, and so I give it a little bit of an edge than this, but I still really loved it. I have it at number 7 in my ranking. Let's talk about A Veteran's Christmas. So this was on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, and this stars Eloise Mumford and Sean Ferris from Christmas with Holly. Really, the story of this one is you have a veteran that is coming off of her duty in Afghanistan, 3rd tour, I think they said. And she had to say goodbye to this dog who is still serving in as a military dog. She's a Marine. And that's like a real thing that's happened. I've heard a number of stories of people that kind of had to leave their military dogs that they could grown to really depend on. And she ends up getting in this accident and outside the small town and right in front of the house of this hunky judge, Joe. And they invite her to church and they welcome her, and everything's just very, very, very sweet. And she, it's pretty simple. That's basically the story. So Amber, what was your overall thoughts about this movie?
I really loved this.
Oh, yay. Yeah, I know. What you think.
I thought they had great chemistry, which isn't surprising because they had good chemistry in Christmas with Holly. I thought it was really sweet. It was predictable and whatever, but I didn't care because I think they nailed all of it. And I just liked it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, awesome. Great. And Georgia, what did you think?
I love it. I did not expect to love it. And I love it so much. And I just have like so many feelings about it, seriously. Because I love Christmas with Holly. I love them together. And I saw the commercials and I was like, oh no, she misses her dog. I'm going to cry the whole time, but it was so good. And we have to talk about the ending because the ending just got me. And it was so, I loved it. It was very simple and very sweet, and they didn't try to do too much with it, which I think was really nice. They just they just told a story that was really sweet.
Yeah, it felt to me a lot like an old school Hallmark movie. It really did remind me of The Christmas Card a little bit. Some of those older movies where I feel like they weren't trying to be sort of modern and, you know, about career women or whatever, that they were just I don't know. It felt nostalgic to me about it. And I don't know. This is a movie I would never recommend it to somebody who's not a Hallmark fan. Like, this is a movie that people could tear up super easily. And they lay on the sappy moments and the cheesy dialogue and the group hugs and the, I don't know. To me, this is a movie that is made for Hallmark fans, you know, that to me. But I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't have a problem if people make movies for a particular audience. And, you know, they should have a couple that are just for people who have watched all these movies and are just super nostalgic and sweet. And the fact that it was airing on the day before Veterans Day made it even more.
Like, I mean, it was actual Veterans
Day. Yeah, it was. That's what I thought. But like
Monday was Veterans Day observed.
Right, right. That made it even more great, I think, more sappy.
He is so terrible. I would fight them because, like, it was well made. And I know you're saying, like, the dialogue was sappy, but I felt like the actors pulled it off and it felt very genuine. So I will fight whoever says this movie is terrible. Like, when Deck the Hallmark gets their little meat hooks in them, I will go fight them.
Yeah, I mean, I found myself, I don't know, the cinephile in me was like, I don't know, was like, wow, this is so corny. But, and they're just throwing out cliches right and left. But the Hallmark fan in me was like, I really like it. And I was like, I was actually kind of nervous to do this podcast. And I'm like, can I adequately explain why I liked it? So that's why I'm really glad that you both liked it too, because I just liked it. But I don't know if I can explain it.
It feels kind of, I mean, I don't know if it's the right word, but it just feels kind of timeless. Like you said, it's not trying to be modern. It's not trying to prove a point, really. It's like, it's sweet. They go to a town. There are no references that are, you know, of this year necessarily. And Sean Ferris held down the cheesiness. And then Eloise was like, no, here's the realness, you know? And so I think it was a good balance because Sean Ferris had all his, like, he had cheesy one-liners, which I love. It's like, oh, I'm happy in my present company, you know? And you go, oh, okay. And he, like, puts down his sister to say that she looks good in the dress and his sister didn't, you know? It was cheesy and it was funny for him. But then he still had to be serious. He had to make decisions and everything. But she was very believable. I bought her as a vet, and she just, it got me. I mean, I did not expect to actually want to rewatch this movie, but I was like, no, this is very good. It's super sweet, but it's not like, there are some that are sweet and you go, oh my gosh, it's just hard to take, you know? Yeah. Like, it's not hard to take. It was genuine and it was good. It was a good.
And I'm just saying, I think that all the emotional moments were earned. I think all the stuff that was sentimental felt very genuine coming from the actors, and I bought it.
Exactly. And you, the dilemmas that they were facing, she wasn't comfortable in civilian life yet. Yep, get it. He wanted to move because he wanted big city life. Yep, get it. You know, but it wasn't overdone. It wasn't like, oh my gosh, my heart is so torn. And like you said, they were earned. There was a buildup. It wasn't just like slam you with tears immediately. Although I kind of did start crying immediately, but like, what are you going to do? That dog was so cute. Justice was so cute. How are you not going to cry when he comes over? She's like trying to help her and stuff. It was just, I loved it personally.
That
I don't think it was bad.
Was so cute.
Cute.
Oh, it was adorable. Both dogs were so cute.
My gosh. Don't even
know. So friendly and so cute. You know, they didn't make her like full out PTSD kind of story. You know, she's just missing her dog and you know, kind of struggling a little bit, but it was pretty even keeled, I think. She finds out, yeah, that it's going to take 3 weeks for her car to get repaired. And I felt like they were just like sort of rambling off random car parts. That accident crossed the
Like, I like to think that the person who wrote this was just like, okay, open a manual. What are parts that go wrong in a car? I'll pick some.
That's what I thought too.
Also, your transmission is fine.
Yeah. And they were very clever about how they, clearly that car was perfectly good, but the way they kind of staged it was very good. It worked really well. This is actually written and directed by the same man, Mark Jean, name. So, way to go.
Good job.
That the Hallmark version of a man cave. It's like decorated with like, I don't know. It just was like the most Hallmark Christmas movie man cave that you can imagine. I thought that was really funny.
Also, just for the record, I know he was like my man cave, but let's be real, it was a detached home office. Like,
there wasn't even a TV in there, I don't think. Yeah.
It was like where if he needed to counsel with attorneys, but he didn't want to go, he'd be like, you can come here to my home office.
Yeah. And she's like, I was wondering about the Santa suit. Like, that's really cool. And his sister comes over to give her address so she can go to church. And I think that whole, like, her going to church was really sweet and really handled well. They don't tend to have, you know, faith as a big message anymore. Like, there was Christmas in Angel Falls. There's a few mm-hmm. that do. Science is delivered, they do. But this was nice. It definitely wasn't heavy handed.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't faith as a message, it was faith as a way of life.
Yeah, community.
A way of community. Yeah. I do want to say though, I was never more excited than when his sister showed up with just a bunch of wrap dresses, because if you're trying to find dresses for someone who you don't really know their size, a wrap dress is a brilliant way to go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Good point.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that Sean Ferris, he looks good in a suit and tie.
Sean Ferris. Ay, ay, ay.
Be in more Hallmark movies, Sean.
He's good in anything, honestly.
Yeah.
His mom warned him that everyone was like interested in her and kind of on her case. It was like, you need to go help her. Because his mom just like, don't. Throw her to the wolves. That's not fair.
Yeah, she says, don't look now, dear, but I think your friend might need some rescuing. We found out she's single, a vet, and staying at your guest house. It's a perfect storm.
That was really funny.
That was really good. And so, yeah, and I like she says, kind of with a cute little thing, she says, are you aware of the deep concern in this parish of your marital status? That was really cute. I thought too. And you see a couple scenes of her looking at her dog on pictures of her dog, and I don't know, it just worked. It felt really sweet. And then she gets pulled over by his cop friend, which was funny. And then she meets another veteran there. That was really cool. And I don't know, she just got happier and was glowing like more and more she was there. And I was like, I want to go to this town. And I feel this would be great. I would feel so good about my life.
It was the happiest, nicest, most caring town in the universe. I loved everything about that town.
Yeah, I agree. It was so cute. And I really liked Joe in the judge's robes, and then later on he was wearing this like tweed jacket. I was like, what, the tweed jacket?
Okay, you're talking about the tweed jacket. You're insane. His like overcoat jacket, the tan one, was incredible.
Yeah, that was really good.
Get out of here, robe and tweed jacket.
I really liked the tweed jacket. Yeah. It reminded me of, I don't know, like that sort of hot professor that everybody likes.
Georgia, what was the best jacket?
I don't want Rachel to be sad, but that coat, man.
Yeah. That coat, man.
It was just so, like, dapper, you know?
The coat was really great, too.
He looked so polished.
Yeah. He did everything. That's a good word. Yes, very polished.
Yeah. Going to this carnival or whatever, and they go on the carousel, and he says, I think I'm the only one who's going to be dizzy, or maybe just the company. That was so cute. I was like, yes.
Yeah, but I was like, yeah, you are going to get dizzy because you're looking into the carousel. That is a rookie move, bro.
I thought that too.
But then we had a near kiss because of some random sound on this on the carousel. I was like, oh, Jesus. Bet they don't make Santas like that in Cincinnati. Or his sister or somebody said that, and that was cute. Because she's thinking of going to Cincinnati. But then she gets an offer from the police guy, the officer, to stay and run the search and rescue unit. And so she's getting more and more attached to Joe, finds out that he's considering going to Chicago. And she thinks that he's also interested in this ex-girlfriend of his.
Did the uncle lied about the car because
that was so funny when he was like, no, you have to after Christmas, and then the uncle does after Christmas. So funny with his hand.
Yeah, that was really funny. You're like, the judge is telling them to lie. This is really
but it's different if you're lying for a surprise. It really is. Yeah.
But you didn't know that there was, that's what was so great about it. They weren't like, oh, hey, here it is. You know, they gave
you. If you didn't know that was happening, you're a crazy person.
Because I got so caught up in the rest of the story, legitimately. I like to stay in the moment with the movies. And so I was like, oh no, like what's happening with the car? And then the ex-fiance, what is this? And by the end of it, I literally gasped. So I'll save it.
I really liked the way that when she's overhearing that conversation, you see the camera just like zoom up on her. It's like a slow zoom. It was really effective. And she really looked like she was upset. She did a very good job.
Well, because all she heard was, I love you so much. And she didn't hear the, for doing this.
Yeah, for getting the dog.
Because her brain turned off.
Yeah. And we had seen early that the ex-girlfriend was Mrs. Show off in the skating. So
she was that was my favorite thing because she was like, Joe, can I borrow you for a skate? So she takes him, and then all the next thing we see is her just like doing flips and spins by herself. I'm like, that's not how you skate with someone.
Yeah. That's true.
Was it not like the most Hallmark way for her to leave him? She ran off with the city's prosecutor. And it's like, oh, she was like engaged to the judge, but she ran off with the prosecutor. I'm like, is there nobody else available in this town?
Clearly not.
We're all just in so like the court funny. System. It's hilarious.
Decides to leave, and she writes him this note, and she runs into the officer, and
she goes to give him Joe's car keys.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And then he calls and says, we gotta, you know, what are we gonna do? Oh no, she's leaving. And he goes on to the bus.
I am a little disappointed that he didn't say, like, stop her at all costs, and that Cooper didn't arrest her.
Yes, that's what I was just gonna say. That would have been so funny if she, I don't know, come up with some convoluted reason to, like, that would have been really funny.
That would have been horrible.
It would have been funny.
That would have been so traumatic for her. No.
Party. And there he is. I love it. I love those scenes. Just like the crowd parts way. And
it was ridiculous. I'm sorry.
It was great. It was like
1.5 crowns for me because of that. Because you don't part like that unless someone's going to propose.
That's what I was worried was going to happen.
I was like, he's known her for 10 seconds. He can't propose.
And so that's what you're thinking, right?
It was great. I loved it. I was all about it. It was really good.
It was weird, Rachel.
I thought this movie was so sappy that I was fine. It just go all the way and have the crowds part when the lovers meet again. Like that probably getting her dog back is like, especially at that time, but even if they,
I'm not saying that I wanted him to propose. I'm just saying I didn't want the crowd to part like that.
But the fact that they had lost focus on, like, they weren't focused on the dog coming back for the last, like, hour of the movie. That wasn't the thing. And so you don't forget, but that's not where you think it's going. And then, I mean, obviously you do, but you're not actively thinking it necessarily. And then for it to happen, that's all she wanted. That was the bigger deal.
They just didn't have to part like that. They could have been like, oh, Joe's over there, and pointed. Like, they didn't have to part like the Red Sea and Moses was letting them see Joe. Like,
why would they have- I think that totally fit this style of movie for sure. For me,
it's the weirdest, and I don't like it. I don't care. We're gonna fight about it for the rest of our lives.
Everything is very dramatic on this podcast, Amber. For the rest of our lives, I mean, really.
So Yeah, and then she sees the dog, and oh my gosh, the big bow on it. Oh, it was great.
And that's why he loved his ex-fiance. It was because she got the dog back, and it all made sense, and everyone cries because it was so great.
And yeah, and then she could say, Christmas is here. That was, yes, it was great.
It was perfect.
This one, Amber.
I gave it 4.6 crowns.
Whoa. Yeah, look at you. Great. Georgia?
It's winning Christmas so far, just saying.
Hmm. Good. Georgia, what would you give it?
I have no reason not to give it 5, honestly. I have no reason. There was nothing about it that I think they should have changed. I might just have to give it all of the crowns because I loved it. There was like nothing about it that was wrong. I loved it.
Hmm. I feel like a grump because I did enjoy it, but I just thought the dialogue was very corny.
But it helped because otherwise it was too serious and too heavy for a Hallmark Christmas movie, you know? They balanced it well.
Plus, they pulled it off. Like, if you have, like, let's be perfectly honest, we haven't gotten to there yet, but in Christmas in Love, Brooke D'Orsay's dialogue was so over the top. But she pulled it off, so it felt very genuine and good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well...
Well, what you want, Rachel? Don't listen to us. Yeah, don't let us sway you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I am going to give it a 3.5 because, I don't know, there was just some stuff that I just thought, oh, wow, this is, I don't know. 3.5 is a good score. I'm giving it a 3.5. I did enjoy it.
Mad at you.
But I didn't, I guess there was some things that were a little too corny, even for me. But I still really enjoyed it. So, all right. Then we had Christmas in Love. And this stars Brooke D'Orsay, who was Miss Christmas last year. And Daniel Lissing.
That sounds like it's a title we gave her. It's not. That's the name of the movie.
That's the name of the movie. She probably could qualify. She'd be in the short list for sure. And to be officially coronated as Miss Christmas. And then you had Daniel Lissing from One Calls the Heart in this. And it was written a, what does she call it? A rewrite from Nina Wyman, who we love. And so, yeah, the basic story behind this movie is you have a company that sells Christmas Kringles. And I found out that this is like a real company, O&H Danish Bakery. It's in Wisconsin. And they have many different kinds of Kringles. They've got Thanksgiving Kringles, and they have peppermint Kringles, and there's a red velvet Kringle, and all different kinds. They're different, at least from this place, different than they showed them in this movie. Because I guess the traditional Kringle is like it's like in a circle shape, like a hoop, not a, I don't know, whatever they had in this.
Wait, so it's like a wreath?
Yeah, it's like a wreath. Yeah. Day business delivery. So O&H, Danish Bakery. There you go. And so, yeah, they have an eggnog Kringle, cranberry Kringle. It's pretty exciting. And so I don't know if it was based on that, but that's the big Kringle monopoly. They have a Kringle monopoly. So there's this bakery that sells these Kringles, but they're only selling Christmas Kringles, unlike our friends at O&H Bakery, Danish Bakery. And so the daughter of the head baker is Brooke D'Orsay, and she got like a English literature degree and then ended up back at the bakery. But she is like Mrs. Queen of making wreaths and other crafting stuff. She's super great at crafting. And that's kind of what really excites her. But she does love the bakery, and she loves the Kringles and everything like that. Well, Daniel Lissing's character is the son of the CEO, who's like the best man of business to ever exist, his dad. But they have kind of a weird relationship, a strained relationship a little bit. But he sends him down to try to kind of get the spirit of this small town. And so he goes down there, and of course, he's just enamored with sweet Brooke D'Orsay and her character, and he even helps write a business plan But he doesn't tell her who he is. He has a different last name. It's like undercover boss. Mm-hmm. And of course, that leads to conflict later on. And yeah, you know, that's basically the story. We all know that. So I don't know. Overall, Amber, what did you think of this movie?
I thought Brooke D'Orsay was delightful. And that's it.
Okay. And Georgia?
Well, I think that Brooke D'Orsay is, I mean, I have the crown up here on my Christmas tree because of Hallmark, but it's also because Brooke D'Orsay is like the queen of Hallmark movies for me. I love her. So anything with her is going to be a winner to me, which it was, mainly because of her, because I just love her. So I'm with Amber. Brooke D'Orsay is a delight.
Yeah, she was really, really good in this. I actually liked the dialogue, so I guess Amber and I are going to fight about that. But I thought there was a sort of rapier wit to it. There was a little, I liked the banter between them.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it. So I thought those were the two strengths of the movie. And I thought that for the most part, Daniel Lessing didn't really work for me as this like stern business guy. But I actually thought the moments where he was allowed to be kind of funny and have sort of a pratfall or just be sort of laughing and more pleasant, I felt like he was strong in those moments to me. And it was a sweet little movie overall. I liked it, had a nice message, and it definitely leaned on a lot of tropes, but I don't care about that if I feel like it's executed well. And yeah, overall I liked it. So let's stop talking about it. We get introduced. What did you think of her wreaths, Amber?
Let's be honest, they were a little much for my taste, but she did them in a good job for what they were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked her wreaths, some of them more than others, and you would definitely need a hefty door hang for those things. It was very, and I don't know, what do you think, Georgia?
I mean, I liked them. They definitely were large, but I think they... Didn't they sort of joke about it, or did they just talk about it, how big they were?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, if it's like bigger Christmas decorations, more Christmas spirit, it's fine with me. I thought they were pretty. I liked that they talked about making wreaths, and they're like, oh, it's just something that's always there. Like, yeah, but there are people who make them, so, you know.
Yeah, especially if you had a big door. Classic lines of it's not personal, it's business, from your Daniel Lessing character. And he gets, there's a little bit of, they're sort of critical of his shoes at the beginning. That's kind of their meet cute, I guess, because he's wearing really fancy shoes.
Well, this is the thing. So he's wearing these fancy shoes and slips on the ice and falls down. And then he's just sitting there on the ground, and she opens her door and hits him in the face. And he's like, okay, well, whatever, it's fine. Like, and he's like, I blame you, but like, I guess it's not your fault. But like, it's literally not her fault that he was sitting on the ground like a freaking lunatic.
He wasn't on the ground that long. Like, if I hit my head, you know, like falling on ice can be very painful. You can even lose, like, get the knee.
Yeah, but it's not her fault if she hits him with the door.
Yeah.
And he was like acting like, I'm being a big person by saying it's not your fault, but we both know it is your fault. But like, legitimately, it was not her fault.
Didn't she say that? She's like, oh, well, it's not my fault that you're down there. Remember?
No, she would never. She's the biggest.
There was some point where she was like, oh, well, then I guess it's like not really my fault. There was something because it was like, it's your shoes' fault.
I think she's like, oh, I guess your shoes are the culprit or something.
But yeah, there was some, she didn't say like, well, you're an idiot. You know,
she should have.
Maybe she should have. That's not the point necessarily. The point is just that I think she did acknowledge that it wasn't her fault, because it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't.
So, yeah.
Rachel firmly thinks it was her fault.
Nothing is ever
just that it was an accident. Like, it's nobody's fault. It's just an accident. Things happen.
Yeah, but I felt like he was blaming her.
It's kind of fun. Like, he was just, I don't know. I took that as sort of some physical comedy and some funny.
Well, but like when he comes in and he's wearing his like hat and his jacket and he's like, okay, way to laugh at my expense. And she's like, no, look at everybody else. Look at him. This is just what you wear. Stop being so self-centered, you meanie.
Honestly,
I guess I didn't feel as strongly about that as you did. It's a little wooden and not the best, but I thought that there were moments where he got a little comedy and it was a little bit cute. And so I definitely didn't hate him as much as you did, that's for sure. And so there's this whole like carnival kind of going on. There's this craft fair kind of thing going on.
It's just like a festival.
Yeah. And
I love Carl a lot. I would watch an entire movie that was Carl and Haley.
Why did you like them so much?
Oh, well, because Carl was the best. Carl was just like super supportive and super nice and a fireman and like helpful. He was the best.
I mean, he was the best in every scene except when he sat Nick down to have like a conversation about his intentions with Ellie. And I'm like, bruh, you're like, she's an adult, you're an adult, he's an adult.
Whatevs. I love that. I love that.
He doesn't mind his own business.
No, he was like, I'm just telling you, like, she's the best, so try not to mess with her unless you're like being for real.
I could have stood it if it had been like half of what it had been. It lasted too long and he cut him off and was like, oh hey, no, just telling you, we've seen corporate guys in here before. And you go, Carl, like, you're overstepping a little bit.
Carl never oversteps.
Carl oversteps the purpose of that one time. The never one times. Time.
None times.
He made zero impact on me. I'm like, Carl. Oh, yeah, Carl.
That's because you don't even pay attention to the side characters, Rachel.
I'm not a big side character person. They have to be pretty great for me to, like, even in a...
Like, I bet Rachel is going to struggle to remember who Hal is.
Is that her dad or somebody? I have no idea.
Hal is the amazing guy who works at the factory who is one of the best Santas of all time.
Because he's feisty.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he had a cute moment where he, like, takes off the beard and he's like, what? What's going on? Like, that was cute.
How was great in every scene.
Yeah. But I thought that the dialogue between the two of them was really pretty well done. I thought that it was snappy and sweet and funny, and it gave both of them, I don't know. I didn't think, my main flaw with this movie is I didn't think they had very good chemistry.
Yeah. But
I thought that if you had two different actors that had chemistry, I would really like it, because I thought the script was really pretty fun. And you know, the Christmas Kringles and the whole dynamic between his dad, who realizes that he could have been there more for his son, so he wants him to have this experience in this town to realize what really matters and that the people are what makes things worth it and makes things matter. And I thought that was a nice, fairly nuanced message. It kind of, reminded me of like Alan Thicke and Candace Cameron-Bray in Let It Snow, in the sense that like there was a parent child relationship that has conflict, but they still love each other and they work through it. And I liked it. I thought it was good. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to give his son a better experience and a better, life than he's trying to break that cycle. Kind of groan inducing at the end when she's like, how could you lie to me? And she won't even talk to him. It's like, come on, just sit down, talk to him. And you know, and so he has to then go and make this announcement of what he's going to do. And it wasn't my favorite, but I don't know.
I mean, I think if you have Brooke Dorsey, it's like, it's such a tragic event if it doesn't work out chemistry wise, because she works with so many people. I mean, I think coming off of Miss Christmas, where she and Mark Lucas were like, I want them to get married, you know, I buy it and I love it so much because they're both snappy and they're both quick.
Yeah.
And you have her in there doing the part with the ribbon, the zigzaggy ribbon. It's like, it cracked me up. It's a
little thing. Yeah, it was so good. Even that was so good.
It's so good. She just fires constantly. And you go, if there's someone who can't match her, if it doesn't work, then don't do that. Don't waste it, because she's so spectacular to me. I just, I,
Yeah, I do think there's some truth to what you're saying. I thought that it was actually a pretty good script, but I do think that they didn't have great.
I think the parts that were good about the script were lines that in less capable hands would have been terrible.
Yeah.
So all of the stuff that she did was great, and all the stuff that he did was not that great.
And it's just tough because I'm like, I don't know if he would have been super great with someone else, but then we wouldn't have Brooke Dorsey, you know?
Yeah. I liked the script. I liked her. I thought that he actually should do more comedy and kind of hone those skills, because I think that there are moments when he was sort of laughing and smiling, and I felt like that's when he kind of loosened up and wasn't so stiff. I liked it, and I would give it 3.3. Do I give it? I've been a little bit lower than veterans. Let me think. I am going to give it 3.3 crowns. And so, Georgia, what would you give it?
Well, I mean, you have Brooke Dorsey, who's just like the queen of everything. And you have the mom from Motocross, which is just everything. Her, she's amazing. Her dad, Brooke Dorsey's dad, was great at the end when he was like, you need to leave, and out of respect for your father, I'm not going to tell you what I think about you.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I was like, get him, Dad, get him. But there were, you know, things that didn't why did Daniel Lissing have to lock the door when she came to visit him? Did you notice that?
No.
He came in, and he like, oh, I didn't know you were here, and he closes the door and locks it, and I'm like, weird, because then when she goes to deliver his wreath, she just accidentally opens the door because it's not locked. And I'm like, it doesn't make any sense. So, like, Nick basically just kind of, I would have been happier with, like, a family movie with Brooke Dorsey and her family, I think. But, you know, you have to have the love story in there. And it was, I think the writing was really good. It was funny. I laughed for, like, the first hour. Mm-hmm. And it was cute and fun. And it was well done. I just think that it was kind of a mismatch in the leads. So I'll give it an even 4.
Oh, okay.
It's a Brooke Dorsey movie. I'm going to say it 100 times. It's going to get enough because of that. But, you know, yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely a bit convoluted on how she ends up seeing that thing on the computer. But, I was fine with it. Amber, what are you going to give it?
I'm giving it a 2.9.
Oh, nice.
Our Brooke Dorsey points.
Okay, good. So I have... That's fine. So I have veteran, I don't think I said a veteran's Christmas. I have it 27. I have it in between the two of the Aurora Tea Garden movies. And then I have Christmas in Love at 30. We had some from Twitter. We had some responses on the movies. So we had Hallmark and Jess. This is Mark of Hallmark and Jess. He gives Christmas in Love, number one, great. A Veterans Christmas, good. It's Christmas Eve, boring. So there you go. Nadia Alvarado Barrios says she loved them all, but first Christmas Eve, it's Christmas Eve. I can't talk. First, it's Christmas Eve. 2, A Veterans Christmas. And 3, Christmas in Love. And then Spencer Carter says, I wish Christmas in Love was shown on Hallmark movies and A Veteran's Christmas was on the main Hallmark channel instead. I miss seeing Degrassi's Miriam McDonald's new movie because I don't get Hallmark movies and mysteries. So it's too bad. Who's it that loves that we've had on? Oh, it's Emma. She must have been excited because she loves Degrassi. no, it says, no offense, Daniel Lissing and Brooke Dorsey, I prefer for others. So there you go. And then on Instagram, real quick, hard to decide about my favorite. I loved his Christmas Eve, ambivalent about Christmas in Love, truly enjoyed A Veteran's Christmas. I don't think I can put the first and third in opposition to each other. So there you go. And then the Hall Remark says she really loved It's Christmas Eve. She's very high in that. Let's see. Debs Fennell says, I haven't watched Christmas in Love yet, but I absolutely love the other two. Sean Ferris and Elise Mumford are always great together. And Tyler Hines should definitely be in more Hallmark movies. A Veteran's Christmas and It's Christmas Eve are the first two movies this season that I haven't deleted from the DVR. So that's like the biggest call, that if you keep it on the DVR, then you really loved it.
Yeah.
So, okay. Then we have Fave Lo said, I loved both It's Christmas Eve and A Veteran's Christmas. I've always been a huge fan of Leanne Rimes, and I'm happy to see she's in a Hallmark movie. I downloaded the soundtrack of the movie on Spotify, and I can't stop listening to the songs. I really enjoyed A Veteran's Christmas as usual. Sean Ferris is a hottie and loved his character. The movie had the similar vibe as Uncommon Grace. Elise Mumford's character was also named Grace. The dogs, Justice and Christmas, in love. So there you go. That's some of the thoughts on social media. So
now, was she saying that she thinks Justice and Christmas are falling in love and they're going to have little puppies?
Well, she said Justice and Christmas ... in love. So
I think she's in love with the dogs.
But yeah. Georgia would watch a sequel about puppies, right?
Yeah.
Completely. I would make the sequel about puppies. And just, it would be 2 hours of them just playing. I'm like, totally
cool. Know your thoughts on social media or in the comment section. Tell us how
on our website where you can leave a review of the episode, the movies.
Yes. Yeah, we just got that. That was very exciting. And we also have our merch store up, which is very exciting. It's at tpublic.com/user/Hallmarkies. Put a link in the description. We
had a lot of. You can also find that through our website, hallmarkiespodcast.com.
Yeah, for joining us. It's always so fun to get to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me. I cannot tell you how excited I've been to be on here talking about Christmas movies.
Yeah, it's so fun. Whatever we're going to talk about, we're always happy to have Georgia on. And so how can people find you, Georgia?
I am on Twitter and Instagram at Georgia Speech. Georgia like the state and speech the word.
Great. And Amber, how can people find you?
As always, I'm at Amber Brainwaves on Twitter. And that's it.
Great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews on iTunes and on YouTube. I'd really appreciate you check that out. And make sure you're following the podcast on all forms of social media, Hallmarkies Podcast, Hallmarkies Pod, and check out our website. And we just really appreciate all the support.
Yeah, please check out our website. I worked so hard on it.
Yes, really, she did. So check it out, and we will be excited for another weekend of movies this weekend. Feedback, let us know what you think, and we really appreciate it. So thanks, and Merry Christmas!
Bye, everybody!
Bye!